I am ecstatic over this series that we're starting today, and it's called Kingdom Revelations. And so I'm just thankful to God for that. And so why don't we pray? Father, we thank you for the continued blessing of your Spirit in our lives, and I pray that each one of us we get something that we haven't heard before. Father, we thank you for revelation. We thank you, Father, that you do not leave us as orphans, but you take care of us as your own children. So, Father, release unto us today from your word things that we've not heard before. And we bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. So say with me, Kingdom Revelations. Now we're going to read the first seven verses of Proverbs in the Passion Translation. And I want you to notice the number. How many did I say we're going to read through? Seven. And how many days in the week are there? So guess what you get to do this next week? Is study one of these once a day, right? One a day. All right, let's go through these. Here are the kingdom revelations. Oh, that's the title of the message, right? Words to live by. There's a way to live, isn't there? There's a right way to live and a wrong way to live. But the right way to live is live by the words, the word. And the words of wisdom that have been given to us to empower us. I don't know about you, but you know, you get a revelation, all of a sudden you feel different. Because it says words of wisdom will empower us to do what? To reign in our life. The devil doesn't want us to reign in life, but God does. Written as Proverbs by Israel's King Solomon, David's son. Verse 2. Within these sayings will be found the revelation of wisdom, the impartation of spiritual understanding. God wants us to have wisdom and understanding in His Word far above the worlds. Why do we have to have unbelievers have amazing imaginations and things that they do in the realm of business? It ought to be believers. The impartation of spiritual understanding. And then it says to use them as keys to unlock treasures of true knowledge. Verse 3. Those who cling. Stick to the word, amen? Those who cling to these words will receive the discipline to demonstrate wisdom in every relationship and to choose what is right and what is just, and what is fair. Now that may seem like, well, I'm not in that position, but you know what, you might be soon. I've been set into a position that I'm looking at, and I'm thinking, what's right, what's just, and what's fair? I have a tendency to want to jump in and fight the battle, and sometimes you got to sit back and get wisdom. Verse 4. These Proverbs will give you great skill. What do the book of Proverbs give to us? You didn't say that with enough enthusiasm. Great skill. We need to have the great skills of Proverbs to live our life right. Why? So that we can teach the immature and make them wise. And to give youth their understanding and their design and their destiny. Somebody asked me the other day, what's wrong with the education system? Well, I tell you, it's not difficult, right? You all know what's wrong with the education system. We've moved away from the scriptures. We've moved away from the very thing that education was set for, was the scriptures. We've moved away from the Judeo-Christian ethics, morals, and values, and manners. That's what's wrong with the education system. Can somebody please say amen? We need an answer for these questions that the world is asking and not be ashamed to say them. All right, let's go on. No, back up. Thank you. Everybody here that's under 20, you have a design and a destiny. Everybody that's here over 20, you have a design and a destiny. We need to be passing that out. Let's go on. For the wise, these proverbs will make you. The Bible says to increase, right? There's an increase in faith and wisdom and revelation. And for those with discernment, you'll be able to acquire brilliant strategies for leadership. Listen, there are people making a whole bunch of money out there teaching about leadership. Early on in my pastoring, I studied a lot of leadership. And there's some Christians out there, and I have no problem with that. But I'm sitting here thinking, I got 31 chapters of brilliant strategies for leadership in the book of Proverbs. All I got to do is study them and put them into play. All right? Let's go to verse 6. These kingdom revelations, everyone say kingdom revelations. These kingdom revelations will break open your understanding and will unveil deeper meaning of parables, poetic riddles, epigrams, which I didn't know what an epigram was, clever saying, and to unravel the words and enigmas, difficult things, of the wise. Because the world thinks it's got it. The world thinks they got it figured out. Guess what? We got it figured out. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's about the kingdom of God. Verse 7. How then does a man or a person gain the essence of wisdom? We cross the threshold of true knowledge when we live in obedient devotion to God. Plain and simple. Stubborn know-it-alls will never stop to do this, for they scorn true wisdom and knowledge. Right? So, are you ready to receive some brilliant things coming out of the book of Proverbs? We probably aren't going to go through the whole book, but say, I am ready to receive more kingdom revelations. All right, we're just going to introduce it pretty much today. But, you know, when you think about defining, I love defining words. I love defining kingdom, you know. And when you think about kingdom, you think about the government or the universal, I love that, the universal dominion of God. God reigns. God reigns. And revelation. Kingdom revelations. What's a revelation? A revelation is a... aha, that's what that means. You're reading along and you go, oh, duh. That's what that means, right? It's that aha moment. And even more so, today's words, I'll be sharing something with somebody and they go, okay, I get it. They'll say, I get it. That means they got the revelation. Okay. Now, backing up about 40 or 50 years, I was taught this by one of my mentors about the definition of revelation is an unveiling. And so in the movie The Wizard of Oz, God bless little Toto, when Toto and all the guys ended up into the castle, and there was this curved curtain up front, and Toto went up front, grabbed a hold of it, right? You guys remember the story? And he pulled back the curtain, and what was there? There wasn't no great mighty man. There was this little squatty doofus brain that was just pulling levers and pushing buttons and speaking into a microphone and blowing a lot of hot smoke. That's a revelation. Those guys, the Tin Man and the Lion and Dorothy, got a revelation that the Oz was neither great nor mighty. The revelation. I love that story. Of that, yeah, it's just go, aha, or, well, duh, you know? And so God wants to do that to us. I believe he wants to unveil amazing kingdom revelations to us. that we have not arrived, that we've not seen them all, we've not understood them all, because God is endless. He is eternal. And His Word is eternal. And we can, come on, we can squeeze a rag. We'll squeeze a spiritual rag out as we look at some of the kingdom revelations. Solomon, I thought was interesting. You know, the word Solomon actually means peaceable. Which we remember that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen? Awesome. In these verses, we read the word wisdom a number of times. The word wisdom and understanding are used about 50-some times in the book of Proverbs. Wisdom and understanding. So, you know, if God says it once, it's important, but to repeat it over and over and over. 55 times, I think, in New American Standard is what I counted one time. So anyway, we want to be reminded about the word wisdom. There are six, I know it's a lot of introductory stuff here. There are six Hebrew words for the word wisdom. And in the book of Proverbs, that one Hebrew word for wisdom is used 42 times. Now, Dan, you love numbers. And I just thought it was interesting because as I was reading this, Jesus ministered on the planet for 42 months. 42. There was a couple other things in 42, but I didn't remember. All right, so let's look at kingdom again. As we look at verse 1, here are kingdom revelations. That's what the Spirit of God is saying to us today. Here they are. Here they are. Kingdom revelations. Words to live by. Why do we ignore it? Why do we don't do it? Why are we not obedient to the word? Come on, don't tell me you are. We're all there. Okay? Why aren't we obedient to the word? They're words of wisdom given to empower us to reign in life. Well, it's interesting because the word kingdom is used 365 times in the scriptures. Now, I don't know about you, but Dan, that's a good number, isn't it? So the word kingdom is a daily thing. Living in the kingdom of God is daily. Yeah. Every day. Hallelujah. And the first mention of the word kingdom in the New Testament is when Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. What's repent mean? Stop going the direction you're going and go another direction. Come on. You know there's churches that will not preach that verse. Repent. They don't believe in repentance. I do, because the scripture says, right? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those are the words of Jesus. And you know, as we think about the word reign, in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, it says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, how much more those who receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign sometime. No, will reign in life. If we're going to reign in the realm of influence that we have in our life, we need the kingdom revelations. We need the revelation of wisdom. I love that. And kind of thinking about, there was something else I was going to mention. Oh, yeah. There was something else that I wanted to mention about wisdom and revelation. You know, the Apostle Paul is not dead. He's very much alive. And you know what he's doing right now? Right this very second? He's praying for you and you and you and me. He's praying for every one of us right now. What's he praying? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18 says, I pray that you would be filled with all the spiritual wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and that the eyes of your understanding would be open, that you would know the hope of your calling and the glory of your inheritance as a saint. That's what he's praying Look it up. Ephesians chapter 1. It goes on. There's a few more verses. But Paul is praying for us. Isn't that cool? You think about it. The greatest missionary there was on the planet, right? Wow. Just kind of amazing, I thought. And so, kind of wrapping it up, when we talk about reigning in our life, you know, I was thinking of some of the leadership things that I've been taught. But I did study John Maxwell. I can only handle so much, and then I gotta move on. But the one quote that I remember from John Maxwell is evaluating your life, and he says the quality of your life today is equal to the sum total of the decisions that you've made in the past. And the quality of your life tomorrow will be on the basis of the sum total of decisions you make between now and then. Decisions are critical. Decisions are important. Deciding to what we're going to do each and every day is so critical. And in this time and this season, we need to be ready. We need to be ready to share with people who are really sucking eggs. I see it all the time. I do. I see people just broken and busted. And they need a word of wisdom. They need a word of blessing. They need something to encourage them. They don't need to be torn down. And so I just want to encourage you to really pray and ask God for wisdom. And, you know, these kingdom revelations that we're going to go through in Proverbs, so that we can live life right. That's what it said in that first verse. How many of you want to live life right? I do. I really do. I don't like to screw up. I don't know about you, but I hate it when I screw up. And what'd you do that for? You know, I'm kind of hard on myself. But you know what? I'd rather do that than not care, right? So anyway, Kingdom Revelations, that's where we're headed. So if you'd like to stand, we'll pray. Thanks for putting up with my enthusiasm. Father, we thank you for your word today. We bless you. Lord, I bless everybody here today. I pray, Father, no one would be offended by anything that was shared here in your word, Lord, but we would embrace your word. We would embrace the things that we need to fine-tune, if you may, in our lives, Lord, so that we can live it right and just and holy and pure before you. And be to the world who we need to be. Even the person just at the gas station, even the person at the restaurant, even the person we run into, the cleaning person at the place we work, whatever it is, Lord, or just passing by somebody in our communities, Lord, that we would be Jesus to them. So help us, Father, to do that. And it's in his precious name we pray. And everybody shouted, amen. Amen. So, well, God bless you. Have a blessed rest of the day.